my rhythm section. I'm going to take a stretched out solo, and I'm going to see if I can play weird notes that push you to play weird colors. Don't feel like you... So you don't have to keep time anymore. We're all responsible for time. You try to be in time, but it's not all on just you anymore.
Okay.
And you don't have to play full chords. You could play like... play like little dyads. You know that term?
No, is it just two notes?
So if a triad is three notes, a dyad is two. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Peter Bernstein said that too. I played I was comping for him, and he says, and he goes, all right, man, this is what he said to me. All right, you got all these big fancy chord voicings and stuff. All right. But sometimes what is going to work when you comp for me, it's so weird. I remember exact things he said. What things that are going to comp for me sometimes is just going to be little things, you know? You don't always have to play these big, fancy chord voicings is what he described my playing as, which I'm not trying to be fancy. I mean, all right. So I'm gonna just play in it solo and try to see if I can get you guys to do weird stuff. Oh, two measures. One, two, three. Taught me this, my old bass teacher. He said, you know, if you want to play, like, you get better by playing with people better than you, so I'll throw on recordings and play along. You got Miles Davis right in your living room, right? The problem is Miles Davis doesn't respond to you anymore because he's dead. But, you know, you get the point, like, you can really start to hear, oh, what's Herbie doing there? It doesn't matter if I can't play his exact voicings, I can try to imitate that color. Mm. All right, so I hope that's somewhat helpful.
Yeah, that's cool.
Guys.
That's good.
Now, what else do we... Let's do something completely... You know, now we've done, like, some minor stuff. Like, let's play something happy. Okay, all right. Cheer me up now, guys.
Well, what do we do? There Will Never Be Another You. We do Wayne's Thing.
There Will Never Be Another You is a good one to do. Just
do
because... Goody, I told you about my list of shame, right?
No.
I have this thing on my wall. It's the list of shame. So what it is it's all the standards. Like, when I go out on these sessions, you know, I throw out my real books, and I'm trying to get so that I can never disappoint people by playing what they know when they call. So if something comes up on gigs enough times or sessions, people call it, and I just go, I don't know it, we move on. If it comes up enough, I go and I write it on the wall and I make sure I learn it at some point by ear. I've started now an addendum to it, which is all the intros. Like, some of these tunes, like There'll Never Be Another You, has like Broadway intros that bring it in. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Yeah.
Like, so if it's there will be other nights like this, it actually starts in D. This is our last dance together, and soon we'll be far apart. There will be many other nights like this. Sorry, I don't know all the words, but there's actual intros to these tunes that are never in the real book. But
okay.
You have to dig for them. So most versions, like, you know, aren't going to play it. Nat King Cole does that intro, and Kenny Burrell does that intro.
And do people expect that when you go to play with people?
Or? It's like the Masters. Via Gray Sargent. So I'm very proud of this gig that I do sometimes now. It's not like one of my regular ones, but I sub for this guy, Gray Sargent. If you don't know who he is, he's Tony Bennett's guitarist.
Oh, wow.
I don't play with Tony Bennett. But Gray Sargent plays down at this gig, and I hear that when he's on the gig, he knows not only all the standards, but he knows all these intros.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's just, it's really insane. So no, it wouldn't be expected,
okay.
But the masters know,
yeah.
The masters know. So I started an addendum to my thing, which is all the intros
okay, wow.
That I don't know, so I'm trying to dig into it. But let's do our own thing, like, I'm trying to really see if I can, even though you've never heard this intro
you
before.
You kind of tagged the end there.
Yeah, and then I tried to see, and then I threw in this five pedal sus thing, and then I tried to make it super obvious where here's the time, and then here's where you're going to come in.
I knew
so
where
I try to,
I was like, oh,
yeah.
We're going for it right
yeah,
now.
That's
okay.
That. So I'm trying to. Peter
prepared,
Bernstein said, told me that. Intros are better than counting, because if I count, all I'm giving you is a description. I'm telling you there'll never be another you. 1, 2, 3, 4. If I do this, I'm setting up a feel already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
there's
what
a
I was
vibe.
Thinking as you're doing. It's like
there's
yeah.
A, yeah. There's already you're already kind of like, oh, okay. I see like where he's going. And he's a firm believer in that too, Peter. He'll like bring it in with an intro, and then it start. It's like it. It's